Today on our podcast, written by a third grader, we're going to have a very special guest talking about a very special animal that lives in the rainforest. Please welcome Sophia, my guest, who is a zoologist. And now I'm going to pass the mic over to her. Sophia, thank you for coming to our show. What is a zoologist?
So a zoologist is an expert on the study of wildlife.
And what form of wildlife do you study?
I study the capybaras.
And where were you when you found a capybara?
The Amazon.
Wow, the Amazon. That sounds like an amazing trip. What is a capybara?
A capybara is the biggest rodent in the world.
The biggest rodent in the world?
Yep.
Well, how big is the biggest rodent in the world when it is first born?
It is 3 pounds and about the size of 3 footballs.
And how big does it grow to, since it is the biggest in the world?
Well, an adult capybara can grow to the size of a Labrador retriever, about 65 to 80 pounds, and 22 to 24 inches tall.
So this is really interesting about the capybaras. Tell me a little bit more about how they live. Do they live in a herd?
Yes, they do live in a herd.
And how many are in a herd?
Well, typically the family can be up to 10, but in the dry and wet season, a herd could grow to 40 to 100 members. The herd is run by a dominant male. Dominant means that the person or animal is strong and in charge of the others. Like, my right hand is dominant for me because I write with my right hand. Since they live in groups, they wallow during the day in swamps, rivers, and lakes. This keeps them cool. It also helps them avoid predators.
Now tell me, how do they care for their babies?
All the females in the whole capybara group raise the babies together. They even nurse each other's babies. When the mom gives birth, she hides to protect her babies from predators, such as pumas and jaguars.
How long can capybaras live?
Capybaras usually live until they are 8 years old.
So what makes the capybara so unique from other rodents?
Well, their ears, nose, and eyes are at the top of their face so that they can swim better.
Wow.
And their feet are partly webbed and it helps them swim better also. And their front teeth never stop growing.
Wow, that's really very unique. So now's the part of the show where I like to open it up for the listeners, and I'm going to invite a caller to come in on the line. Okay, caller, thanks for chiming in. What's your name, where you're from, and please go ahead with your question right after that.
Hello, my name is Emergency, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My question is, what sound do capybaras make?
Capybara pups make a purring noise. To stay in contact, the adults make a clicking sound or a barking sound to warn the herd if they see a predator. If a predator is seen, the capybara runs or jumps in the water to stay safe and not be seen by predators.
Thanks. Caller, do you have another question?
If you say so. What do capybaras eat?
Capybaras eat lots of grass, water, and plants. They eat a lot of food during the day. I brought a sound clip of the capybara barking. I'm gonna play it.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Sophia, for teaching us all about capybaras. Can't wait to share more and learn more with you next time.
Thank you for inviting me. I had so much fun. Bye!